Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, I hear a
Welcome to
fire.
Tiger Blanket.
Ooh, tiger skin.
Tiger rug. And fire.
Tracy and I are sitting on a tiger skin in front of a fire.
Faux fur. We wish it was real. That cost us almost $5,000 probably for a
And
tiger.
those people that were marching in the fur anti-fur rally would
Yeah, the
kill
people
us.
chased me down the street when they saw I had fur.
Little did they know that Tracy bought it at Ross.
Ross. No, no. Do we get this one at Ross?
It was in that
No, I
mall,
think it was
the Marshalls.
Marshalls. Marshalls has a little bit higher quality stuff. Ross wouldn't have something as nice as faux fur.
Yeah. So Tracy and I decided to celebrate Thanksgiving, or maybe
Weekend.
Black
Black
Friday,
Friday.
in Portland. Because Portland has this magic charm about it
Tax-free.
called no sales tax. Yeah.
Ka-ching.
So after Thanksgiving, we hauled down to Portland. So we thought we'd do a travel podcast based on Portland, Maine? No, wait, Oregon.
Oregon.
Oregon?
Oregon.
Oregon?
I
No.
don't know.
Oregon.
Oregon.
They say Oregon around here, not Oregon like they do back in the
I
Midwest.
always said Oregon, like an organ, like a
I
body
always said
organ.
Oregon.
Oh, but you're wrong.
But I was wrong.
Just
It's
like
not the first time.
squim and
Yeah, squim.
Carillion, whatever.
Carillion Point was another one I don't want to say correctly.
Those
Yeah.
Tukwila Indians and those Tacoma Indians. Darn Indians. Can't pronounce their names.
So, we're back now in Seattle, in our home.
By the fire, our wood-burning fireplace. Crown molding.
I've been trying to burn these logs for a long time because they were wet when I bought them. I have to
Even
buy my firewood at Freddy's, Fred Meyer.
Freddy's Myers.
So I've been cheating a little bit and getting these starter logs, which
Yeah,
was.
they're a little pricey, but they seem to do the trick.
Yeah, well, the ones I got are these Duraflame ones, and they don't seem to light, but once they're lit, they work okay.
Oh, really?
It's hard to get them going.
Yeah, I almost think I like the smell of the mocha log better, but it was more expensive, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a Java log you could
Hopefully they
buy.
go on sale and then we can get buy stock up.
So the reason I mentioned that is because that was the very first Black Friday item we were looking
We
for.
were down to the wire. We were like parked with like 10 minutes left till the Black Friday deal ended.
Yeah.
We're running into the park, running into the electronics section.
Trying to make it into the end of the it was like 9 or maybe it was like 4 a.m. to 11 a.m. sale. It was a
I
six
don't
hour
know. It
sale.
was
So it was
crazy.
5 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Yeah, you had to be there at 5 a.m. to get
And
it.
it's like 10:49. I'm parked in a fire lane and we're running into Fred Meyer along with everybody else running into Fred Meyer at the same time for the Black Friday sale.
Was exciting.
It was exciting. Tracy just loves hunting for good
I
deals, but I
do.
think this might have been a little too much.
I had pre-scoped my deals out.
Because when I get going, it's like,
That's the most
whoa!
frustrating thing when you have something you want to get and it's not there, like Walgreens rebates
Yeah.
when they're missing a few items. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. You know, I've done a Black Friday doorbuster before. That's the magic word with the
Doorbuster.
podcast. Doorbuster. You're my doorbuster. Doorbuster. Can't even say it
I know
right.
you can't.
I've been burned by doorbusters before. What is your doorbuster experience?
I don't usually go for
Have you
doorbusters.
ever done a doorbuster before?
I don't think so. I don't remember. Usually my brother did. He always got electronic stuff. I didn't really care.
Yeah.
And you had to drive to Des Moines, so it was such a long drive, so I never did
Well, doorbusters now start at 4 a.m. this
it.
year. They've been getting
Some
1 hour
started at
earlier.
midnight.
Oh, really?
I don't know if the store opened,
If
but
it
it
was
was
a
opened
24-hour
all.
store.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, a lot of them had like the fixed hour sales. Rather than the full day, they just do like 4 to 6 hours in the morning when everybody else is doing theirs. So you can obviously only choose one.
Yeah,
They're in cahoots, so you can't go
bogus.
from one to another. And the only way to get a deal is to actually be there at the door when it opens.
Yeah, otherwise sell out and there's no rain checks.
Yeah.
I found out.
So what were we going for?
We were trying to get a new digicam.
And
10 megapixels, cheap, good quality
with a compass
video.
and a scope.
Yeah. So I think we're going for the Nikon Coolpix 10 megapixel. I think it was going for on sale for $149.
Yes.
And then on top of that, it was 10% off and no tax, so it would have been around $130 something.
Yeah, like $135 for a 10 megapixel megapixel camera.
And we were thinking about returning it anyway, so it wasn't a big loss. We just thought about buying it and then maybe returning it if we decided we didn't want it.
I mean, Nikon always makes good cameras. I mean, it's never going to be bad.
Sure, it was going to be okay, yeah.
I've been hoping for a video and camera device.
Right, because we lost one in the ocean.
We had one of those flip phones, which it's called like an iFlip or something.
I'm getting depressed again about it.
Tracy dropped it in the ocean.
I didn't even know it. You didn't even see it happen.
Because you did it.
You were right next to me.
Well, I can't stop you from dropping it. You were depressed for like 2 days in tears. It was a really old, beat-up camera that I bought for $100.
It worked still. It was fine.
Barely worked. It was on its last leg anyway.
That's what you said.
We definitely got it.
Because you wanted to buy a new one.
I did want to buy a new one. We never did buy a new one.
We aren't buying a new one.
Because Tracy dropped it. She's holding it against me.
No, I'm not. I'm holding it against both of us.
So we didn't get the camera. We got in the door, and there was like 10 people asked the same thing. Do you have the camera? No. Can I have a rain check?
No.
No.
Screw you.
Is there anything else I can do? No. And then other people were desperate, like, is there any other cameras that are just like that?
Yeah, people get desperate. They're stupid. It's like, you can buy it online again sometime.
I get the feeling if people didn't get what they want, they were just going to steal something and leave. It's because I'm coming here to get a deal. If it's got to be a five-finger deal, I'm going to get some sort of deal.
Surprising.
Just too psyched up for it, I guess. So we went to Freddy's.
Yeah.
As they call it around here. Fred Meyer.
Well, we thought they had another deal that we were going to get.
With the Duralogs.
Duralogs. But apparently a flame starter, fire starter, is not a log. They had buy two, get one free, which isn't even that good of a deal. But if you use a lot of them, that adds up.
So we had to go wait in line.
We
because
had like 9 or 10 logs.
You know.
9 logs.
So of course Fred Meyer, they got the sale is ending in like 5 minutes now. Because we have 5 minutes to spare in the sale. So we get a big bag full of these Duraflame logs and go wait in line because all the register lines are like all the way back into the cheap clothes section. All the way down the store. If you've ever been to Meijer and you know how many lanes they have, it was a lot of people. And we go to check it out and there's no deal. Deal or no deal?
No deal.
No deal. And the banker wouldn't give us a deal, so we left the darn fire logs at the quick scan and left empty handed. It was the worst Black Friday sale ever.
It was.
We didn't get anything.
And the salt darbusters were over. That was our only chance with that window.
We picked that one because we were like, well, if any of them will have it left, it'd be Fred Meyer.
I know.
Because nobody goes to Fred Meyer for
apparently
that stuff.
Not.
Apparently they do. Anyways. We had a whole list of all these coupons for different stores we were going to go to, a huge list of Black Friday deals.
Yep, we had it typed out.
Yeah.
I typed it.
So.
It didn't work out that way.
Yeah, we got
That's
a few
fine.
Random things.
We didn't
like
need to
the,
spend that much.
We got like the Tiger blanket and things.
That was
but
a
they
Black
weren't
Friday. That wasn't even on clearance. That was on like half price. I wouldn't pay $50 for this
yeah.
thing anyway.
Well, there were so many good, like, the best deals were digicams and hard drives.
Yeah, the hard drive would have been a good deal, but we didn't get there either. That was 10 a.m. doorbuster, and they probably would have been gone. So even if we would have got there by 10, it would have been disappointing.
Yeah.
So it's fine that we didn't.
Yeah. So we didn't get any doorbusters at all.
No, we did not.
Yeah.
We learned our lesson.
So dejected and rejected and... And hungry.
I was hungry. The time was at noon.
We check into our hotel first, or we
no,
just go downtown?
No, we went downtown before
we head straight downtown Portland, the beautiful town of Portland, Oregon.
You're just beautiful.
Yeah, on the north west coast of Oregon. By coast, I mean the coast of the Columbia River.
It's on the Columbia River.
Not the Pacific Ocean. Ocean. It's quite
it's
a ways in.
It's about an hour and a half away.
In the ocean, yeah. Oregon beaches are very nice, but those weren't our destinations today, nor the gorge. No. We were just looking for an urban vacation.
We did do an urban vacation.
So we went downtown and straight into another mall.
Pioneer Square.
So, what do you think of Pioneer Square?
It's fine. Yeah. Parking's cheap. Get it validated if you're there. All shopping centers, places validate parking at any of parking garages, so we paid nothing.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Especially since we had $4 to pay to park at our hotel.
I know.
Yeah, so we got our parking validated for free, so we actually parked downtown for free, which was kind of nice.
That was nice.
While we were shopping. And we just basically walked around with all the other mad shoppers and crazy terrorists, people trying to stop people from shopping, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it was some campaign.
There was a lot of edgy characters downtown Portland. I saw one guy who was wearing a black ski mask. This is, don't worry about terrorism, keep shopping. And he had like an American flag on his back.
As a cape.
As a cape?
Yeah.
I was wondering if he was going to blow himself up or something.
I don't know. I don't know what he was trying to do.
A lot of edgy punk people, you know.
Rich kids. Maybe not rich kids, but probably.
Yeah, I don't really understand the society there. I don't really know why the culture is that way. There's just a lot of people that are really on the edge of like, of the punk, extreme punk, you know.
Grunge rock,
maybe.
Not really anymore.
Maybe it's a fallout on the music scene. So we walked around the downtown. Is that called Pioneer Square? The
mall was.
The square,
what the square is it? Was, too, I think.
Man.
Where they put up the big tree we saw.
Was that a live tree?
Yeah, it was a live tree. They put up the live one there in Rockefeller, too.
It was humongous. It was like 5 to 8 stories tall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, way up there.
That was pretty sweet.
So that was in the square that's in the middle of the downtown Portland. It seems like the west coast of the river, where all the city is, and further west is where most of the richer, nice people are.
Yeah.
And part of town.
The other side of the river is where the
punky ghetto.
Increasingly ghetto people live.
Yeah.
And this is ghetto. I didn't know this many people wore the pants hanging halfway off them anymore. When I thought that was style. Apparently not.
Yeah. After some shopping, we went to a restaurant and then headed back to our hotel.
Oh, which shopping did we do, MacBook?
I conveniently talked Tracy into letting me buy a MacBook Pro. I went in there and was really shrewd and had some printed out ads and they price matched. For tax free, you got a decent deal, not a doorbuster.
Not a doorbuster. Cheaper than sticker price, at least.
Yeah, $100 less than the normal low price, which is good.
Yeah, it was fine. It was expensive.
So, do you want to talk about the Persian restaurant? What did you think about that place?
Oh, yeah.
Place?
Where was that at? That was in pretty much in the downtown.
It was Bobby. It was around, like...
It's called, like, Labib or Habib or something.
Yeah, it was around, I want to say, 11th or 12th Avenue. As you walk away from the square.
Yeah, the decor was nice. It definitely wasn't the best Persian food I've ever had, but they had quite a few options.
They had these really tacky plates. Platters that I liked. It was
gold
like a leaf.
Leaf platters.
It was a plastic leaf. It was
hummus
painted
and baba. Was yeah. Fine.
It was called like Bobby Labi, Bibimbami, something like that.
There was like an Indian, a Persian, and then Lebanese place all on the strip.
Yeah. We walked around for quite a while trying to find somewhere to eat.
Oh.
So do you recommend this restaurant?
I'd recommend it. It had cheap sandwiches and stuff, and it was okay. I wouldn't go out of my way to go there, but it was a nice atmosphere.
Yeah. We did a large portion of downtown Portland on foot, and we had a hard time finding good restaurants.
Yeah, we did.
It seems like 11th Avenue maybe 12th Avenue, directly west of the square. There was a few restaurants, like a South Park, which we like, is over there near the park. The park.
Portland State University
Park. Yeah, the long rectangular mall of a park. And then there was also that Jake's restaurant we might talk about.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So after our shopping was done, after our restaurant, we went and checked into the Doubletree Hotel, which is actually a brand of Hilton.
It is a brand of Hilton. They give you warm cookies when you check in, which are really good.
Yeah. It was right off the Max, too.
Yeah. I highly recommend it for the price. We hot-wired it. Hot-wired it half price, at least. It was at least half off.
Yeah.
Didn't have an indoor pool or that amenity, but it was completely remodeled, I think, this year. So it had the modern feel, had the king bed.
We had couches in our room.
Nice leather couches.
New desks.
New plasma screen, flat screen.
We had a balcony.
Had a down comforter, double sheeted, which is always a good sign.
Did you mention the hot cookies?
And the hot cookies. And Wolfgang Puck coffee and teas, which are individual portioned, and they give you several to choose from, which is nice.
Yeah, we were on the ninth floor, which was pretty nice, too.
Yeah, good view.
I don't know if the king beds are on the top floor, or we just happened to get one.
I don't know, but the king bed was nice.
I did like that.
Go for the king bed.
It was soft. No amenities, but Tracy and I just wanted to go hang out in the hotel room and relax anyway.
Yeah, we usually hang out in the hotel room, do stuff.
We bought a bunch of little candles and lit the candles and just watched a movie, Saving Sarah Kane.
We did.
Which was kind of fun.
Anything with Amish people is always good.
On the new MacBook Pro that we bought.
Yeah, that was good quality. The screen was.
Especially compared to what you've been watching on your work computer.
It
was pathetic.
Pathetic.
So we learned about the Max, which is light rail, which is kind of made up from the $90 a day parking we had to pay.
Right.
But we were also right by the mall.
The Lloyd Center.
The Lloyd Center is this massive mall. Someone told us it was the largest mall in the world. Apparently, they've never heard of Mall of America.
I know. They're a little bit out of date.
I'm like, how long ago was this stat?
It was
a long time ago.
It was not a very big mall. I mean,
it's the same size mall as any other mall.
It had an ice skating rink and a few other things you don't normally see, but.
It might have been something like the largest mall with an ice skating rink.
Urban mall.
That's in an urban area.
Yeah.
That was built on Tuesday, that's open till 9 on a Wednesday. Something like that, you know?
Right.
The world's biggest best is always everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
So, is this verified? I want to see the plaque. So, we learned about the punk population. Man, there were so many little kids, like 12-year-old kids.
The Max to the mall.
With their pants down their knees. You know,
look like they're going to pull a knife on you any second.
They all look like they're going to pull a knife on you at any second.
Between them and the crazy homeless people, which there were plenty of fish to choose from, it was a little bit edgier.
They're definitely more like the Chicago-style homless people, but they would like, the same guy asked me for money.
I like the guy that had the pick in his hair. Yeah, it was funny.
He asked us for money 3 times in a row.
There's some people that look like they want to abduct you. They come start talking to you if you were tinier.
Yeah.
So those people are scary too.
Yeah, so it definitely had the edge.
Yeah, you gotta watch your back. A little bit. If I was by myself, I would have been a little bit more on edge.
Right.
But we were carrying around $1,000 camera and camcorders and a brand new MacBook. I'm like, we had $6,000 worth of equipment on us.
All of our things that we own.
I know, that was the most expensive stuff we own. We're walking around with in a seedy neighborhood.
Yeah, hanging out with the homeless people. So we went to the mall, and that's where we got this beautiful blanket.
We did. Faux fur tiger blanket.
Orange and black.
To match our other tiger blanket, which I've had for years.
Tracy's been wearing it around.
I really hate fleece. I don't know why, but I don't like it. I just don't like fleece. And every blanket that you'll see practically now is made from fleece.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to find one that's not. Our only options were faux fur, which is fine with me. I'd rather go for real fur.
We would want to get a real fur.
We wanted a bear skin. Which we talked about in the Alaska podcast.
Yeah, with the head and the teeth ready to bite you.
One of my aunts has one on her wall, so we're hoping they
you can buy them in Europe get it still, I sometime. Guess. Or you can buy them and they'll ship them to Europe.
$5,000. The wolf, even the wolf rug was what, $1,000, $2,000?
The timber wolf, timber white. Wolf. It looks just like the sheepskin that they had at Costco.
Costco, you can get the sheepskin for $124, which is not a bad deal, but it's not very pretty. But it is warm.
Yeah.
I consider it if we had white decor, just as ugly as anything.
Yeah, it's ugly, but it's kind of cool at the same time.
White would get so dirty, because you can't wash it. You can, faux fur, you can wash. We can wash this baby right up while we're sitting on it.
Well, I don't know if I really care for the mall too much.
No. It's fine if you stay by there. There's some good shops.
I start to get, like, hypnotized when I'm in those stores. I start hanging on to the bar with the racks of clothes, and my eyes start opening and closing. Like, I'm, like, drugged up, and I'm like, where am I? Tracy's like, we just walked in a minute ago.
I know.
So I need to work on enough. That. Yeah, not that patient. I could be a lot better.
You could be better. You could be worse.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, for dinner, we went to Gustav's.
Yep. Next to the Rhinelander.
Gustav's Pub.
In the Hollywood District.
I believe Bobby Flay recommended it.
Yeah.
But
we went there right after being rejected at Target.
Well, yeah, didn't buy anything Target rejected us because we read the wrong ad there too. I got a gingerbread t-shirt that was good.
You did get a sweet gingerbread t-shirt.
It was too expensive, but I bought it anyway.
Well, darn it, we're gonna buy something. So I heard that the Black Friday numbers are up. People sold more than they thought they were going to sell.
I think so. Did you see people there buying stuff like crazy? You know they couldn't afford it. You know half the people had lost their jobs already.
I know. Well, I think the sucker deals just got so many people in there so excited, thinking they're going to be so cheap because the economy was so down. People had all these like easy bake oven kits.
Oh,
so
gosh.
A four-year-old's not going to cook a gingerbread house in your
kit. I have so many qualms with children's toys that I'm not even going to start on this podcast.
People had all kinds of junk. I'm like, that was not a doorbuster. Just have all kinds of stuff. And they had ads on the TV about, my kids are going to get what they want. And they're like, give your kids a budget. They're like, I don't even have a budget.
Suze is going to come after you.
Susie Orman or whatever. Snorman.
Yeah, we've got TV fill since we haven't seen TV for so long.
We haven't watched TV a long time, so we just hung out in the hotel room and watched TV. We've been watching these home buying
house
episodes.
Hunters.
House Hunters?
That's what it's called.
Oh, really?
They go house hunting.
All I know is they give you three houses and they pick a house based on the color of paint on the wall. Which I'm like, doesn't it cost like $150?
Okay, let's go back to the restaurant.
Okay, and rant.
So, Gustav's has a wonderful deal. It's very German.
Yeah.
Connected to Rhinelander, which is a little upscale.
Way upscale.
Not way upscale. Especially
yeah,
it's upscale
German.
For German food.
It's really nice, though.
It is really nice.
So I'd recommend going there.
I would recommend it, too. It also, the happy hour, I would recommend. Although, I don't know if I'd recommend the happy hour. It's cheap.
It is cheap.
And the fondue was good. I like the fondue.
I like the Gustav's white mustard sauce.
Oh,
or the mustard
sauce.
White wine
sauce.
Yeah,
we have to find it. Dijon, it was Dijon white wine mustard. But that sucker was super hot.
Yeah.
Well,
when you mix it with sauerkraut, it takes down the heat.
Because we got the Bavarian pretzel with that.
Oh, that was good.
It was burning. I could feel the heat all the way back up the back of my head.
If you get in there earlier, we're kind of like Tracy said, the masters of the happy hour.
Yeah, we made two happy hours in one day.
Because they're cheap. We're trying to be frugal. It's our theme.
They had a good cheese fondue with beer. Actually, I really like their beer sausage they made. It had the paprika. You could tell they made it in-house, and it had paprika flavoring and different pumpernickel and rye bread and white bread with a nice Swiss cheese fondue with some.
They had like 15 things on their happy hour list. They were like $3 each.
Yeah, cheaper than KFC down the street.
I mean, two of them would fill you up. So you're talking about
$6. It's filling.
for a meal.
The beer selection was quite nice, although I did not get to indulge in any.
Since Tracy is pregnant with a baby girl.
I think our waiter was like, these people only spent $11. I can't believe it. All it said is you had to have a minimum $2.25 drink order, and you filled that with the beer. So that's good enough.
Yeah.
We were a little bit...
I asked him a lot of stupid questions, too. He's like, what?
But the atmosphere
is nice.
He's
like, are you here for the game?
They have the nice wood beams. Very old world European feel.
Yeah, where you have the white painted walls.
Kind of
want to
hang out there
stained.
For a while. It's kind of a nice place to hang out. Have
it's
a beer.
Gingerbread house. Tracy can't have beer, though, unfortunately.
No, I can't. But they did have quite a selection of nice German beers, so from the menu.
Oktoberfest is going on, I guess.
It is.
I thought it was long over, but whatever.
Well, they make the beer for a while.
Oktoberfest is really September, I think. But I guess they have the beer.
Yeah, I think it's their winter beer. I don't know if they make official winter beer there.
Yeah, we like that. It was a nice restaurant.
It was in the Hollywood District, which is kind of a cool neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff on Sandy. The Sandy Drive, Sandy Way, Sandy Ave. Yeah. Sandy something. And that hits into Broadway, and Broadway's got a bunch of shops right over near the mall by our hotel.
Yeah, it's a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, we enjoyed that quite a bit. They definitely cheered us up after our really awful experience at Walmart.
That wasn't the same day.
Right.
That was a different day.
We actually did go there twice.
We did go there twice.
We were so tired.
I know.
It was right by our hotel.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want something that you know is going to be good.
Right.
And you don't want to be looking.
Burned out.
Especially after going to Walmart on the east side of Portland.
Yeah, my mom, I'm off of Walmart for a while now.
But Walmart is your
friend. That Walmart did me in.
Kind of like the Blue Hanger Goodwill.
Yeah, it was pretty much like Blue Hanger Goodwill. That is a secondhand store for Goodwill. That means the stuff they don't sell at Goodwill.
They just dump it out of the dumpster.
That was. You got yelled at for videotaping in there. I don't know why.
It looked like a bunch of women who just got
some
out of prison.
Ghetto blaster music, and I thought I like, was going to get AIDS or drugs.
From a needle stick out of one of the clothing. But it was cheap.
That was
it was like dumpster diving. Made dumpster
like
diving look good.
Really dumpster diving.
I mean, literally, it was a dumpster.
I was
that
excited.
You're diving
to. I was like, ooh, secondhand Goodwill store. No, not excited anymore.
Yeah, that finally put the end of our Austin Goodwill trek in
place.
Yeah,
that was my overdose there.
So, Walmart, not such a good experience.
No.
All we got is a couple candles, too. So that was a waste of a trip, too. But our goal of going to Portland was to do shopping.
It was
the Thanksgiving Black Friday deals, and we had a lot of fun looking around. So, but we did spend a large amount of time walking around downtown.
We
took from our hotel.
The Max. Subway?
What's the Max?
Not Subway, it's a light rail.
Yeah.
Pretty much a bus, it's darn slow. It's free.
Yeah.
Can't beat that, it's free within a certain city zone. So we were on the free stop, which is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was pretty cool. Kind
it's very
of
much
like
the Minneapolis system.
It is. It is a light rail. But the problem with this light rail is it's not that fast.
No.
I mean, it doesn't really have any advantage over a bus.
It doesn't.
Because, like, the subway can cruise through the intersection not think about traffic. But this one is just, like, extra slow.
You gotta stop for
the bus is
lights.
Probably faster.
Probably.
Because then you get, like, crazy drivers. Those bus drivers, man.
It's a nice ride if you don't have anywhere to go. As many people are riding it.
Yeah, you can get see all the ghetto people in the free zone.
Yeah, we were on it early, which we didn't realize that was that early for a Saturday morning because no one was out.
I thought our trip was very similar to our trip to Washington, D.C. several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think in general, if you go to an urban center on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, it's just really quiet.
Right. I think that is probably
true. In general,
true.
People are done shopping. They're tired. You know.
Stuff doesn't seem to open up
as early. Some people finally need a day off that work those other days.
Right.
So we went to Chinatown.
Yeah.
There's nobody around.
For dim sum. We got hassled.
This woman walking in the middle of the intersection.
She yelled at us. Clearly, we weren't going to give her any money because we were walking away from her as fast as we could because she looked like she was coming out.
Hey! And we're like, no!
We clearly had crossed the street to avoid her, and she comes jaywalking across the street after us anyway. I was like, didn't we clearly look like we were crossing the street to avoid getting hassled? And no, apparently not. We're not tourists.
Most people would be offended if you turned and went the opposite direction and then crossed the street to get away from them, not jaywalk towards you through traffic to go, hey, I want some money.
Yeah.
It's a really large woman. So we kept feeling like we're going to get mugged every 10 feet.
There
so
was no one else besides us and the homeless people out.
It was a good six blocks before we saw any white people.
We were prime target with a big camera and our camcorder. And
yeah.
Shiny faces.
Pointing things and looking lost. You know, just totally... not even trying to be on incognito. But Portland is fun. I took a lot of city pictures.
Yeah, I want to see them. We haven't seen them yet.
Yeah. But then we took their... We walked.
We walked everywhere. My feet, my hips.
We walked everywhere. And we eventually turned around, came back, and went to Stumptown.
Right. So we walked away from
it. Which is almost near Chinatown.
I know.
So we walked a mile.
We couldn't find a coffee shop again. I'm like, oh, we'll find one.
Well, we were in the ghetto area, and there just wasn't any kind of businesses there at all.
It was Starbucks, so we
didn't want Starbucks.
Try the famous Stumptown coffee roasters.
It's basically a bunch of card tables, you know.
Yeah, it was okay. It was crowded.
It was really crowded. It's really popular. Strong coffee.
Yeah, I wasn't very impressed with their espresso. Maybe their drip. They do French press. So maybe it's okay. I'm not really big on the strong acidy coffee, so which I could smell that it was, so I didn't want to do it.
That was okay. There's kind of a point where all these coffees are starting to taste the same.
I always feel like the road cafes taste better, but it could be an illusion. And it could be because I always order a flavor with those because I know they taste good with the flavor. Yeah. And they have amaretto, which they don't at Starbucks.
Yeah. Tracy's always a tall, single shot amaretto.
Yeah, I used to be double, triple shot.
I'm usually a double.
Anymore. Gotta do
16 ounce almond latte, that's me. Or
mochas.
So, once in a great while, I'll get a mocha. Not so much anymore.
No.
I used to get them all the time.
So, we had our coffee. We were wondering, and then we walked about a
block
and a half.
We got a block or two, and then we jumped back on the Max.
Oh, we took the Max?
We took it up to
That's not too bad. Take the Max because it goes up the hill, and then you don't have to walk up the hill.
Took the Max up the mall, up to the mall, which is this long park. I don't know if it's called South Park or not, or what the deal is.
But I don't know. It's Portland State University, pretty much.
This narrow, long parkway. It has a nice promenade with statues of Lincoln
beautiful.
And Roosevelt on a horse. Lots of trees, a little canopy over it, of leaves. We went up to the park, and they had some musicians playing.
There was a Saturday market, which is pretty much year-round except for... winter a few months, probably like December and January.
So there's quite a few people in
there
now.
It was a good showing of produce, meats, cheeses, a few samples.
Yeah.
Good live bluegrass.
It was fun.
It was.
And we trekked all the way over to the Pearl District. Tracy was about to die at that point.
Oh, we did. We walked there.
I was carrying everything.
We were looking for lunch because we were going to eat at the market and there really wasn't anything appealing, so we decided to walk.
Yeah, we walked from the university, wherever that market was, all the way to the Pearl District and didn't find anything.
We didn't find one thing that was even a possibility, which is pretty unusual. Like,
walking
we could have been like, oh, well, we'll settle for there if we can't find anything else.
Yeah. Tracy made a joke, I'll even eat at P.F. Chang's if I saw one. And there was a P.F. Chang's one block later. I couldn't believe it.
I know, I was like, okay.
You gotta be careful what you say.
No, it's time for P.F. Chang's.
And we were just about to eat there, and then we turned and we saw this Jake's Cafe.
Jake's Crawfish House or something.
Right by Paul's.
I heard of it before. It's been around for 100 years. It's an old seafood place. So, And I heard they had cheap lunches.
Yeah. We actually asked a policeman at one point for a restaurant.
Oh, he did recommend that. That's true. So we'll give him props.
Yeah. Was that the one that he recommended?
There was two of Jake's, I think. But I think they're related somehow. So.
That was really nice. They had really good fresh fish. Yeah.
The atmosphere was nice.
It was cheap lunch, considering what you're buying.
Yeah, at least half price off. We got seafood.
I mean, it was still like $12, but it was...
Yeah, fresh seafood.
Yeah.
Sourdough bread.
Mine was really
good. I
had
a rockfish, Parmesan crusted rockfish, and garlic mash was good.
Yeah, I had...
Yours is really
pieces
good.
Pieces of salmon, oh. And we had like a sherry cream sauce with gnocchi and shiitake mushrooms. It was really
good.
Yeah,
I'm going to recreate that, probably with chicken. I got some sherry and cream today and raspberries.
Yeah, that might be
probably
good
do with
chicken.
Chicken. Well, the raspberries we can use. We got some salmon, too, so we could do that. Anyway.
Yeah. So we checked out Powell's after that.
Yep. Well, I don't know if it's the largest bookstore in the world.
It's the largest bookstore in the world! It's big.
It's a lot bigger than last time. Last time, I think we only went into one room, and we were like, this is a big deal. What's this place?
Yeah. Well, here's an example. Most places never have a Greek New Testament. I mean, the New Testament in the original Greek, mm-hmm. they had two shelves of Greek Bibles.
That was pretty impressive.
Although I've never seen one anywhere.
They did not have one book that I wanted with 1812 Webster's
Dictionary. They
might have.
They had like a whole shelf. We just didn't look real hard.
I asked the guy. He looked it up.
Well, he didn't know what you were talking about.
He didn't know what I was talking about.
We're like, can we get the 1812 Webster's Dictionary? He's like, is it special?
I'm like, yeah, it's from 1812.
He's like, no. I don't think he knew what he was doing. I bet there was one in there. There was so many.
Yeah, because you can get a new version of it printed now. So, I don't know. Anyway.
But anyways, they had a lot of books. I liked how they had the used books mixed in with the new books. You don't have to go to two separate sections.
Their prices were definitely more of new book prices than used book, not like half books or anything.
Although I did buy a book for a reasonable price.
It was reasonable. It wasn't a steal.
No, it was still $12 for a used book.
It was a hardcover book. Okay.
It was a textbook, though.
Textbook.
Textbooks are more, usually.
Not if they're an old version. They should be cheap. But anyway.
So Powell's was fun. And
Powell's.
And then we walked
Pearl
down
District.
To Ross. Ross.
Oh, yeah, I went to Ross.
Bought a bunch of clothing there.
Not a bunch. Then I got some more maternity clothes.
Then we went and had some oysters for a pre-happy
hour. Oh, yeah, South Park, our favorite place.
And a cheese plate.
We've been there three times, and the two times we've gone to Portland.
Yeah.
It's a nice French. Well, it's not French. The wine bar is kind of French feeling. The walls are French painted.
It's a wine bar that's really
cheap. I
think
the staff there is really nice.
Yeah.
I got the cheese and fruit plate, which I've been wanting to try, but now that I can finally not eat oysters, I have a reason excuse to order it.
Tracy can't do any of the things that
are
really
oysters,
good anymore.
I can't have the darn champagne that's cheap. Although my pomegranate lemonade was, spritzer was good.
It makes me wonder what I'm doing to my own body. but we've talked about that before.
Did we? Yeah, recommend it if you're in Portland. Three to six happy hour every day. It's a good deal. Yeah. Good pre-dinner.
It's on the northwest
aperitif.
Corner of that long mall park.
There's a restaurant, and you have to go in the wine bar for the happy hour.
11th Avenue near the square. A couple blocks away. West of the Hilton.
Right.
Yeah. So then we walked around some more and headed back and
hopped on the Max.
Yeah. So we kind of did a mix of all this
stuff.
There
was a really cool market down the Old Town Chinatown area that we didn't stop at because we were just so exhausted by that time.
Yeah.
I think that's what I really wanted to go to that I had heard about, but that's fine. I wasn't going to buy anything because all that stuff's overpriced, but I like to walk through them.
Right. So we hightailed it out of there this morning. Checked out our hotel.
Oh, yeah. It was this morning.
Yeah.
Got a road coffee.
We did. Coffee for the
stop,
road.
Stop exit 11. Was it exit 11? 111. 11? I don't know. In front of Olympia, I was there's a good road cafe place. Mocha Motion.
Yeah, Mocha Motion.
In Olympia.
Just north of Olympia.
The one that we stopped at today was good too, out of sight of Portland, but I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
It was like a brewing.
No, that was exit 11, I think. That was the first one.
Yep, it's good.
After we were in Vancouver, Washington, there was another one called Mocha Motion, which is just north of Olympia that we got on the way down.
It's
in
Lacey.
Pretty good.
It's good. I've been there twice.
We dealt with the holiday traffic. We got a nice, really, really nice view of Mount Rainier from the south west side.
For like a mile or two. Looked like it was going to clear up and we were going to see it for a long ways. And then
fog for the rest of the way. So thus ends our 3-day trek to Portland, Oregon. It was a good...
Stump town.
Yeah, stump town. It was a good time.
It was a good time. It's a good trip. It's an easy trip.
Highly recommend
usually
for satellites.
A little bit stressful with crazy people, but...
Especially with the cheap gas we have right now.
Wow, that was really cheap.
Yeah, less than half price of what it was this summer.
Yeah.
Our fire is winding down, we should probably wind down ourselves. So it's been a good podcast, I think. Any last words?
Bellissimo.
And with that, I bid you adieu.